Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hour number two here on the show. We're going to get into it. Fantasy sports today, trade deadline, baseball, football, Bernie Pleskoff, Mitch Garver, Sean Guastamacchia. Fantasy sports today starts
now. Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy sports today.
Well hit, down the left field.
Jeff Passan of ESPN reports Jesus Aguilar has been traded to the Rays.
Wow, that's real. That's actually a good get for the Rays. Like Jose Aguilar was one of those guys who I think no one fully believed the 2018 season, but also on the other hand, I don't think people thought he was going to fall off this bad. So it's kind of like the Rays are getting a reclamation project in Aguilar, and it could be. Oh, maybe Jesus will rise again.
And so from my perspective, this probably helps me being an Aguilar owner with him going to the Rays. Honestly, he just wasn't doing much. He was better the last month in Milwaukee, but I don't see any scenario where he's worse. It's just crazy, though. Baseball's crazy, man. Think about how good Aguilar was last year. 30 home runs, 31 home runs. And then nothing. April, May, June, just a complete bust. Maybe Tampa Bay sees something there. Whenever the Rays make a trade, you have to look at it and think that there's something going on. All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you as we really going through this this trade deadline. This is a fun day. And I'm on my phone. I'm trying to keep in touch with everything that's going on, trying to help you guys as well. But the info just comes fast and furious on a day like this. Can you imagine if there was like a trade deadline in the NFL like this, where a lot of guys got traded five games in? I don't know, Sean, am I crazy? But Amari Cooper, was that like the biggest fantasy impact trade that's happened in a long time?
Last like year, NFL trade deadline? Yeah. I mean, well,
like ever, though. Ever?
Ever.
Was there a
traded a deadline?
No. That's going far
with Jimmy Johnson.
Wasn't there a Chargers player of some kind, a receiver or something traded 1 year? I'm trying to think.
No, not Vincent Jackson, if that's what you're thinking of. I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think that there was Garoppolo traded at the deadline. He was. Well, he didn't play.
Played like two games. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, there really hasn't been a lot. Corey Dillon, was that before the year?
Yeah, definitely before the year with Corey.
Yeah, Cooper was really good with Dallas, right? So that
great.
Turned out to be
fantastic. Yeah,
yeah, that, and he wasn't really great with the Raiders, so that turned out to be good. But yeah, there haven't. If the NFL had that, like we had that in baseball, it would be amazing. And by the way, that's not to say that baseball's trade deadline has been amazing, because not every year is like this year.
I guess Marshawn Lynch. He might have been traded near the deadline to the Seattle Seahawks from Buffalo.
Oh, from Buffalo. Okay.
That's
going back too, but yeah, I think that the trade deadline for baseball is kind of sort of a win already. Am I too biased on that? Like I feel like there's been enough. Maybe like okay, I'll say it like this: the baseball trade deadline so far, if you had to put it on a scale of 1 to 10 with 3 hours to go, it would be probably like a 6. I would say, like, better than average.
I'd go 4. I'm disappointed.
It's bad. Really?
Yeah. Noah Syndergaard wasn't moved.
You got two big trades though. No?
Madison Bumgarner wasn't moved.
Oh, but there's more that's going to come. Yeah, so you're right. I'm my baseball homerism is taking over. I'm going 5. I'm going 5.
Listen,
from a fantasy perspective, Trevor Bauer,
that's
Yasiel
good.
Puig, yep. Marcus Stroman. And Franmil Reyes, I know it doesn't is not a name that rolls off the tongue for a lot of people, but that's a big name being traded. 27 home runs going to Cleveland. I mean, what big names are you looking for to be traded in the next 3 hours? I mean, last year we got surprised when Archer got traded all of a sudden out of nowhere to Tampa. I mean, what is Bumgarner the biggest name? I mean, Syndergaard doesn't look like he's getting traded, at least according to what
he's
they're
not
going to
get traded. That's what people say.
I don't buy anything, by the way, until I see 4 o'clock because I'm involved in this stuff and I know that things are said that don't always. No one had Verlander being traded to Houston.
How about like
by the way,
Zach Greinke? Would that be a surprise?
That would be pretty big. Yeah. Yeah. I think we got to give it till the last 3 hours. I just texted somebody asking like what is anticipated. And I got a lot back. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. This is, you know, I started covering baseball 20, 25 years ago, and I've been playing fantasy all along that time. But for me, this is the signal of me at the end of the day at like 8, 9 o'clock at night going through my teams and going, okay, like this is it. Do I have a shot now if I add something here from what happened today? Usually it's a closer. Usually it's like a save situation where I could take a stab at a closer and grab them and get some saves, maybe add 3 or 4 points. I think I can still do that in a couple of leagues this year. I still think it'll be relevant for me in a couple of leagues this year. But from an excitement point of view, I don't know. Like, you had a huge fight last night, Sean.
That was
and
great.
Puig was there, and he was traded.
That's crazy.
I think baseball was okay for a day, you know, for last night. But maybe you're right. And being fair about it, look, I'm just saying the baseball's never going to touch the NBA in terms of their free agency and what goes on. But I'm hoping that we get a decent day out of this today.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's at least one big name that's still out there that gets traded.
My nightmare, by the way, my nightmare of nightmares, because this happened the other day with Romo. So the day before Romo got traded, I said that Minnesota's the team. He ended up going to Minnesota, so I got that right. But my nightmare was being in the car with my entire family, who my wife, when I'm driving, basically steals my phone and is like, "You're not touching that thing with the kids in the car."
That's smart.
Until we
that's
get
smart.
Home. And then of course Romo got traded, you know, in the car. So I pick up the phone. There's the text. Oh man, missed it. Bummer. But that's how life in the big city works. All right, we'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'll give you my much hated by Deshaun, my Razzball team coming up next. You're listening to FST here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Craig Mish. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. MoneyNow100.com.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish here with you on Fantasy Sports Today. As we got you here until 2 o'clock on the East. And lots of trades happening, lots of things going on. I'm trying to pull up my – I mean, is it that difficult here on the NFBC to pull up my teams and my roster here? Click on my roster because the draft is not complete. I can't see it. Like, it should just be that easy, but let's do this. Let's go to my teams, go to football teams, click on it, and then check out the draft. I think that – the way that I look at this this Razz Bowl thing is that it's a Best Buy format. Oh, a Best Ball? Best Buy. Oh, you know what I did yesterday? I was on the clock while I was covering the Marlins, and the news came out that AJ Green was going to miss time, and I took Tyler Boyd right there on the spot. Like, right when I was, like, thinking of taking a player. Yeah. Okay, so here's what I got here, Sean. You can tell me if my team's terrible still. Okay, so my first pick was Antonio Brown. Second pick, James Conner. And you said I was okay there, and then you started hating everything else. Then Kerryon Johnson.
I liked Kerryon Johnson, actually.
Kenny Golladay. You didn't like that one. Tyler Boyd as my wide receiver 3. That's
looking
sneaky.
Smart now. Yep.
That's looking good. AJ Green's still on the board, by the way, here in the 7th round. And then I took Eric Ebron as my tight end. What do you think about him?
Scored good? A lot of TDs last year with the Andrew Luck
lucky.
As quarterback. Yeah, I don't anticipate the amount of touchdowns being the same with Eric Ebron this year. So
I should have probably gone flex, but I went tight end. I didn't want to have a terrible tight end this year. I played that game all last year. I just didn't want to do it.
Who was on the board when you picked Eric Ebron as far as tight ends?
Hooper.
Okay.
Let me make sure no tight ends been taken here since I took. Okay, yeah. Okay, since I took Ebron.
All right, I'll take Ebron over Hooper.
Hooper, Cook on New Orleans.
People love him, by the way.
They're talking him up, but they talk him up every year.
They do.
With the every year.
Packers
stop it.
In years past. Yeah.
Oh, stop. Every year. Njoku, Delanie Walker.
Like, yep.
I'm not doing Delanie Walker.
Why not? He does great.
He killed me last year.
Yeah.
He killed me. He got hurt the second game. Missed the whole year.
Titans.
Stop. Trey Burton, he's hurt already, right? He's got like a surgery
right,
of some
right,
kind.
Right.
Kyle Rudolph. Don't they have, they drafted Irv Smith, right?
Yeah.
Or no? Yeah, forget it. Vance McDonald?
I like Vance. I would have went with Vance. Love
ahead
Vance.
Of Ebron?
I consider it absolutely.
Wow. I screwed that one up then.
Vance is going to have a huge year.
The other receivers that The other, you know who I almost took? Lamar Miller was still on the board at that point for my flex, and then I wouldn't have had a tight end.
Yeah, I don't know about Lamar.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about him. So you want to help me make my next pick?
Let's do it.
All right, so here's who's left at running back. Here are my choices, like best available players. McKinnon, Jordan Howard, McCoy, Royce Freeman.
Boy.
Kareem Hunt? Ugh.
No.
Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson, Breida, who I like, but it doesn't get, I don't know if he can do it again. Peyton Barber, Eckler. Yeah, I think I would stop there with Eckler. How about Jackson, the other running back on
Justin Jackson? Well, yeah. That's if Melvin Gordon misses time.
But who's the better guy to own, Jackson or Eckler?
Because even with Gordon, he's going to get some points.
Okay, so then I'm going to – is it a little too risky, though, in the seventh round to do that? Shouldn't I go with maybe a more
McKinnon's
known commodity?
McKinnon's going to see a share right in Seattle.
Oh, I don't trust him. Oh, who? McKinnon, San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Oh.
Wide receivers, yeah. We don't like any of them, bottom line. Okay, we're not going with another Detroit guy.
Like
Marvin
Royce
Jones
Freeman,
is still there.
Yep.
A.J. Green, still available, seventh round. Emmanuel Sanders, no thanks. Doug Baldwin, he's done. Marvin Jones, no. Robbie Anderson, Will Fuller, Cortland Sutton. Everyone talks him up, but I'm not buying
Fuller,
it.
Will Fuller.
You like Will Fuller?
Oh, 100%. Texans, yeah.
On the other side
of DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
You know they're going to throw the ball.
Sean Jackson, you know who I'm taking? I'm taking Anthony Miller, but not yet. I think it's a little too early. I can get away with it. I'll take him in the second pick, in the ninth. I love Anthony Miller. Saw him play in college draft. I drafted him in every league last year. I know he didn't do a lot in the first half, but he was great in the second half. So I want him. Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard, Gallup, Kenny Stills. No, there's really nothing. Marquise Goodwin. I don't have a quarterback either. We can go with best quarterback on the board if you like. Luck, Ryan. Long gone. Luck, Ryan, Drew Brees, Roethlisberger, Wilson, Brady. So many good options. I'm not even taking one here. I'm just going to wait.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't either.
I'm just going to wait.
I'd wait. Yeah.
So
AJ
you're
Green,
saying Will Fuller.
AJ Green? I mean, what do you think of that? AJ Green over Will Fuller?
I mean, I'd back him. I'd have AJ Green and Boyd.
Yeah,
and just in case, that's much, sneaky, right?
It's too much with the Bengals, right?
Too many Bengals?
Yeah, too many Bengals.
I'm loading up. Fantasy sports today has been canceled because people take Lions and Bengals.
Yeah,
do we trust Craig Mish on the show to take Lions and Bengals?
I like Fuller.
My show. You think so, huh? All right. I don't know.
You
it feels
him
a little
Notre
early
Dame
for me.
He's been good in the pros when he plays.
Yeah, but it's like it's always the Hopkins show there. It feels like it's always the Hopkins show.
Who else? Who else should lean towards then? Who else at receiver? Then?
I don't have a great feel for this. Is McCoy going to stay on Buffalo, or are they going to cut him?
I don't. If
What's the rumors?
Yeah, that's the rumors.
That's
no
the rumors
idea.
There.
That's a great question. I gotta think he's gonna.
I like. I honestly, I like your idea of Eckler. That may be the way to go. You take a chance that this guy doesn't sign.
Yeah. But even with Gordon signing, he'll still be of value, you know. So it's worth the risk is my point.
All right. Let's see. Eckler last year, he was really good, and then he faded toward the end. Jackson played a little bit more. I'll tell you that. So let's end the conversation with this. Can we agree that if Melvin Gordon doesn't play at all with the Chargers, that Eckler becomes an RB2, like a running back 2 in fantasy?
Yes.
Can we agree on that? Okay.
Anthony Lynn.
I think in this best ball type format, then that's worth a risk. I think that's worth a risk for me to take. So I'm gonna take Eckler if he comes to me here. Then I'll take Anthony Miller in the ninth, and then I'll take my quarterback in the tenth, and then I'm good. There you go, Sean. You walked me through it. Thanks.
Hopefully, I was of use.
Well, I mean, you trashed my team so far. It's pretty bad.
The Bengals and the Lions, you know, they're easy to trash.
What do you mean? Stacking Bengals and Lions. Everyone says in fantasy, that's the way to go. I'm an expert over here, keep in mind. Do you want two risk-free wagers of up to $1,000? Go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you bet the Chicago Bears -3 and they cover the spread by 7, you'll receive 7 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. See website for details. Eligibility restrictions apply. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER 21 and over. Okay, Bernie Pleskov's going to join us next. Bernie is in Arizona, and he always sees the Indians. It's like his team there when they play in spring training, follows them during the regular season. So he'll weigh in on what's going on with that trade. We'll also ask him about Puig and the prospects that are involved in those deals. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to more Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be joined by Bernie Pleskov of ClubhouseCorner.com next here on FNTSY.
Your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dine menu, Tuesday to Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Full-time fantasy.
I was up on the clock at pick 30, and I was debating between Green and Amari Cooper, and I wound up going Cooper. I know Cooper has had his inconsistencies, but if you remember, when he came to the Cowboys, he was good. And yeah, he had a few down games with the Cowboys, but he changed teams in the middle of the season. You have to adjust to a new quarterback, a new playbook. It's not easy. We see receivers who are free agents change teams and really struggle to grasp things on their new teams, and we didn't really see that with Cooper.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you. MLB trade deadline 2019. We got 2.5 hours to go until it's all done, but we've had some things already happen. and following it as he always does. Former big league scout, of course, big in the Arizona Fall League every year, and of course with Arizona spring training. Bernie Pleskoff joins us here on the show. Bernie, thanks so much for coming on. Always appreciate your contribution. How are you?
Good morning to you, my friend. What an exciting night for the Cleveland Indians, the Reds, and the Padres, but especially for the Indians.
Yeah, so let's touch on that. You cover them a lot in spring training, and you talk about them a lot in the regular season too. And we all kind of in spring training have our spots, our places that we like to go, our stadiums that we like to go. And I know you spend a lot of time there. So I mean, Bernie, are they the clear winners in this thing?
Oh, there's no question in my mind. Look, I grew up in Cleveland. And they have not won anything, really. And this is a trade for their future. Franmil Reyes is not a free agent until 2025. Trevor Bauer is a free agent after next year. And they got five players for Trevor Bauer. This was an incredible deal, one they could not make last offseason, and one that fell in their lap when the Reds got interested in Bauer. And why they wanted Bauer is beyond me. And they are not, allegedly, not going to flip him today by the trade deadline, which was rumored yesterday. They have a great rotation, but I think they didn't give up much in their end of the deal. They did give up a very good player in Trammell. He is very fast. He is a very good defensive outfielder. The Padres are getting a raw guy that has power and will come along. He's young. He's 22, and he's not quite there yet. And I see him in left field. I don't think he has the arm strength for center. But, Craig, there's some things I want to unpack in this Bauer deal.
Okay.
He goes from Cleveland to Cincinnati. He has already given up 22 home runs this season in 156 innings. You know, his high is 25 in 176 innings. Great American Ballpark is a hitter's haven, and he is a fly ball pitcher. I don't think it bodes well for a great pitcher like Trevor Bauer. I don't think if he had to choose, that would be the place he would go. That's number one. Number two, the impact on the Indians is beyond just, you know, what Reyes and Puig bring to their lineup. Guys like Clevinger and Bieber and Plesac, those three very good starting pitchers, were influenced by Trevor Bauer. If you look at their motions, their delivery, there's a lot of Trevor Bauer in the way they approach pitching the baseball, throwing the baseball. So I think it's a big loss for the Indians, especially for the starting pitching. But I do think when you have a lineup that could be Lindor, Mercado, Ramirez, Santana, Reyes, Kipnis, Puig, Perez, and Naquin, they have just extended that lineup tremendously. Added right-handed bats with 63 home runs between them. You know, as of right now, these guys actually have 50 home runs between them. I'm sorry. 23 for Puig, 27 for Reyes in half a season with 107 RBIs. That's what the Indians picked up in one night. So that's a lot to unpack, but it's very exciting if you're a Cleveland fan. Not to mention that they got a much-needed left-handed pitcher in Logan Allen, who is very young himself and who I have as a grade 50, which means he could be in the rotation. He's only 22 years old. He's not overpowering. He's 6'3", 200 pounds, but he could be a rotation starter in the future. Scott Moss, another left-handed starting pitcher, 6'5", 215, and Victor Nova, an infielder who can also play the outfield. So, look, this is a big haul. And I think the Indians did very well, and now we have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, and Bernie, I would ask you this, and this is the point that I made earlier, and then I want to touch on a couple of other things. But Bernie, the Indians don't make this trade right now unless they think Corey Kluber is going to come back and be effective soon, right? Like that's part of this?
I disagree. I disagree
really?
With that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they expect Danny Salazar, who's going to pitch today, to step into the rotation. I don't think they're going to rush Kluber. I think Kluber's going to tell him he's ready tomorrow, and I think their medical staff is going to be more savvy about it, more careful about it. He will fit in clearly very soon, but they've got a rotation now that includes Bieber, Clevinger, and Plesac, Salazar, you know, and then Kluber fits in. So I don't think they're going to rush him back. I think they're going to play this out. They've got enough pieces there. They can bring up Aaron Civale. They have Plutko. But the key to this right now, the reason I think they could pull the plug now instead of the offseason, is Danny Salazar, who's coming back from a year and a half of surgery, shoulder issues, arm issues, who has spent a month in rehab in minor league parks. And they think he's ready, and he's going to get the ball.
Bernie Pleskov is with us, clubhousecorner.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Bernie Pleskov. Bernie, some folks are making the comment here, and you would be a lot more educated to speak on this than me, is that the Indians deal makes Toronto look a little silly, only getting back what they got from the Mets. Do you feel that way, or is every deal different? I'm not sure how to take it, but certainly it does look like Cleveland did very well, I will say that, and Toronto got two prospects, as opposed to getting a guy like Franmil Reyes, who's going to be on the team, as you mentioned, for years.
I think they could have gotten more for Stroman, obviously not, or they would have. Look, they needed pitching, and we never know with prospects. So prospects are big question marks. Stroman is not. The Mets know what they got, what they're getting with Stroman, but let's not forget that he's had bad games and he's had good games. He's been very good lately. He has six pitches. I think it was a steal. I think they could have gotten more. That's you and I on the outside. We're not in the offices. Had they been able to get more, trust me, they would have gotten more. But, you know, when they threw Stroman out there, that's what they could get. People that are desperate for pitching, and there's a lot of teams out there, did not allegedly offer more than those two guys. And it's interesting that they shipped them out of the American League into the Mets. And by the way, I think that deal takes Syndergaard off the market right now. I think Wheeler could go today. I don't think Syndergaard's going anywhere. But, you know, I think it was an underwhelming trade for Toronto. But we have to wait till this plays out to see what these prospects look like when they hit the Major League mound. We do not know. And I think it's unfair for me or anyone to say they got, you know, they got snookered in this until we see the big league performances. And you do not evaluate trades until you see the guys on the big stage.
Bernie Pleskov is with us. Bernie, one more here. The trade that went down today, you, of course, right, in Arizona saw Jesus Aguilar. Did you see any difference with him this spring than you saw last spring? I mean, the guy had 30 home runs last year. He couldn't hit it all this year. And now, from a fantasy perspective, Bernie, you know this. I mean, going to Tampa, that's basically it. He's a platoon guy there. Milwaukee,
that's,
I
right,
guess, opened up. Did Milwaukee open this thing up for Thames and Shaw, I guess, now? What do you make of that trade?
Well, this is very interesting about Aguilar. The Indians gave up on him. They didn't have enough room on their 40-man or 25-man for him. And he was picked up by Milwaukee. He had a great career last year. But this year, what I have seen, he is definitely swinging for the fences, Craig. When you do that and you get jammed or they throw you that two-strike pitch up in your eyes and you can't hold back and you're hunting home runs, it has an impact. And I think it gets to your head. And you get up there and say, look, this team wants me to hit home runs. That's what I'm here for. And your bat becomes sawdust. That's what I saw with Aguilar. I never did think he was going to be anything other than a one-tool guy, and that's power. He played a little bit better at first base than I anticipated. And I think the Rays know what they're getting. And the Brewers get a pitcher back that has been with them before, but it's okay. You know, this is a deal that gives Aguilar some playing time in a platoon, in a tough park to hit home runs. Good luck with that. He might be a cut in fantasy. He remains.
Wow. Well, Bernie, listen, that's not good news for one of my teams. where I'm hanging on for dear life here, hoping to get any kind of offense.
Yeah. He may catch fire. This is the type of guy that is hot and cold. You know, look at Paul Goldschmidt in the last week. He was having a terrible season. You do not know with these guys that are big, strong power hitters, when they get in humidity and heat, you never know what's going to happen off that bat. Paul Goldschmidt was scuffling. I saw this last year. In August, September, he came to life. But Paul Goldschmidt is gold right now, right?
Yeah,
and
no,
he
is. No,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. And Bernie, a month ago, if I would have told you that the Braves outfielder would be crushing it with home runs, you would have said, "Oh, Austin Riley, right? No, Adam Duvall." I mean, you just never know in this game. It's wild.
Exactly.
But listen, Bernie, thank you so much again.
You bet.
For coming on as always. We'll talk soon. Enjoy the rest of the deadline, by the way. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, and people can reach me at Bernie Pleskoff on Twitter. I'd love to talk baseball with you at Bernie Pleskoff on Twitter. Thanks for having me, my friend. Take care.
Always, Bernie. Thank you. Bernie Pleskoff, ClubhouseCorner.com, does a great podcast, does great work covering baseball, and certainly sees a lot of Indians and also spends a lot of time in the Arizona Fall League as well. So thanks again to Bernie for coming on the show. All right. Well, it's been an exciting day of a couple of trades, some things to talk about here. I think so. It's been fun. I got exit velocity coming up a little bit later as I'll talk about the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, David Bell. But coming up next, in case you drafted him in fantasy, this is going to be an exciting one for you because I had a chance to catch up with Mitch Garver of the Minnesota Twins. Mitch Garver of the 19 home run catching Minnesota Twins. Wow, what a year he has had. We'll catch up with him next. Coming up 2 o'clock Eastern, full-time fantasy. Adam Ronis, Dr. Roto. I see Matt Modica is going to make an appearance on that show. So some more baseball talk looks like coming your way. 2 o'clock Eastern. I'm Craig Mitch. We'll be back with more after this.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
Where do you have Dak Prescott?
QB14.
You want to know
the same?
Oh no.
Where do you have him?
Currently quarterback number 21.
Why?
I like a lot of other quarterbacks better.
But he's finished as a top 12 quarterback every year he's been in the league.
Yeah, but like, he's a game manager. I think the other quarterbacks are better.
Yeah, but the numbers don't lie, Greg.
Yeah, I'm just telling you how I feel.
All right. Well, last year he finished as QB11.
I just like the Big Ben, Phillip Rivers guys one.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back here with you. Another 20 minutes full-time fantasy coming up. 2 hours, 20 minutes until the Major League Baseball trade deadline comes and goes. And then we'll be back here on the show tomorrow. We'll break all the trades down from a fantasy perspective. Former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler does the show with me tomorrow. So certainly we will break everything down and have a lot to talk about. I was at the game last night here in Miami. Marlins and Twins. Miami was struggling a little bit offensively, and they lost by a final score of 2-1 to Minnesota. Jake Odorizzi pitched well, and then they brought in the bullpen arms, and they did well also. Now, the Twins have been a big story in fantasy and reality this year, and one of the main reasons why, and I'm sure you know this if you play any sort of fantasy, even daily fantasy, is that they're hitting a lot of home runs. And one of the players on their team that has had is having, honestly, a career year and wouldn't have to play another game. In fact, he's only played 58 games all year long. Not even the main catcher. He's the platoon catcher with Jason Castro, Mitch Garver. In 58 games, Mitch Garver has hit 19 home runs and driven in 42. 23 walks, 58 strikeouts, on base percentage of .364. And a batting average of .279. In terms of catchers this year, scoring these out in fantasy, Garver is in the top five, just with the home runs. I mean, how many players have more home runs than doubles? Really? Think about that. He's got 19 home runs and 8 doubles on the season. The other thing that he's done is he has been able to catch a lot of the starting pitchers and relievers on the team, so he certainly brings some good insight into that as well. And lucky for me, yesterday at Marlins Park when the clubhouse opened, I had a chance to talk with him about a number of different things, including the kind of season that he's had so far, which has really been a career year for him.
First of all, congratulations on the nice year that you're having here. It must feel good to kind of see all the hard work and reward paying off for you this year.
Yeah, it's been good. I did put in a lot of work over this past off season and through spring training to get where I'm at right now, and I don't think it's that surprising to myself that I was able to kind of put together the season that I am, but maybe to other people it might be.
It is, especially for people who would call my show and ask, wow, like, what's going on with Mitch Garver, what kind of year that he's had. Anything tangible that maybe advice for kids or something that you've done physically out there in the off season that could get you to the level that you're at?
I would just say there's always room for adjustment, always room for improvement. I thought I was a pretty good baseball player until I got to the major leagues and realized that the level of talent here is so good that I had to rise to the occasion, and that's what I did. I hope to improve a little part of my game every year and bring it to the next year and play for a long time.
In terms of the pitching staff, you have a chance to see them just as much or anybody else behind the plate. What's been the big difference this year where it seems like not just you, but and obviously the offense, but pitching has also gotten to another level? What's changed in the last year or so?
We had a few guys come back after big years last year and really just perform well for us this first half. Jose Barrios was the first-time All-Star last year. He was able to come back and really kind of repeat that and show us that he's one of our ace. And Oda came back after a strong year, and he's been healthy. He's throwing the ball hard. He's all of his breaking balls and off-speed pitches are moving really well. And then we got Gibby, who's, he's just continuing off another big year like he had last year. He's throwing a slider really well. And then we have some veterans that came in on this year and really just kind of proved who they were. And that's Martin Perez and Big Mike. So we're really happy with where our staff's at right now.
We're here with Mitch Garver. Perez has been someone, I think, that even going into the season, a lot of people saw an uptick in velo a little bit, throwing a little bit different. Did you notice that in spring training also?
That was the first time I ever caught him. So he was throwing 96, 98 in spring training, and that was apparently that was new for him with a really good two-seamer and a brand-new cutter that he just came up with in spring training. So that was a real nice surprise for me, and being able to see him, debut that cutter into the season and kind of become one of his main pitches is really something you couldn't ask for.
In terms of the bullpen, I know that's always for a team that's chasing the postseason. Can you expand a little bit on that? I know Roger's done a really good job. A lot of the setup guys have too. Where do you think the bullpen stands at this point?
I think we're just going through one of those spots right now where things might not be going our way. I think guys are still making great pitches. We got Roger at the back end there. He's been our anchor all year. He's a very solid lefty, being able to throw strikes and pound the zone. And then we got some guys that have come out of nowhere. I think Harp came out of nowhere, and you know, he's a 30-year-old rookie, and he's just been pitching really well for us. I mean, he's got a few different breaking balls. You know, that back end of our bullpen's just been solid, and you know, despite the unluckiness over the past few weeks, I think they're throwing the ball well.
Do you play fantasy football when the season's over? Are you a football fan? If so, which team is your team?
I'm not a fantasy football fan. No, I don't play that.
Are you a fan of football, college or pro?
I will watch football. I'm not a big, huge fan like some of the guys in here.
All right, that was Mitch Garver, the catcher for the Minnesota Twins. He's not as into fantasy football as a lot of these other guys are. That's a shame.
Yeah, surprise.
But either way, yeah. Especially the Twins are a really heavy fantasy football team. Like yesterday, I think I've talked about this, is that I was involved with the Marlins Fantasy Football League last year. We won the league. And unfortunately, Sean, the player that I was paired up with last year was traded.
Oh, man.
So he was traded. So in order for me to get back in the league this year, I'm going to need like some sort of sponsorship, kind of. That's I'm going to need like a player to hire me, like I was hired last year to do it. And it's the draft is not for another month, I think, so I still have some time, but I'm going to need some sort of sponsorship to get in this thing. Listen, if they don't want to hire me, they don't have to. But all I got to say is when you take Christian McCaffrey and Julio Jones and you end up picking up Williams on the Packers before the playoffs, and you end up winning the Jamal Williams, and we won that league, man.
You did.
We won the whole league.
Well, McCaffrey was, yeah, good pick.
Oh, my
you.
Gosh, he was a beast. Yeah. And we had a lot of transactions throughout the year, too, like pickups, ads. We ran through a lot of tight ends. That was an issue there in that league, too. I think we had Walker, Howard, who was the guy? Watson, Ben Watson. Is he still playing? Ben Watson. He was another one that we just ran through like five tight ends. Oh, Safarian Jenkins at one point.
Jeez.
But we were really good with the running backs and the receivers.
That's where it counts.
Yeah. And that's what that, in fact, I think we even made it past drafting Ronald Jones when he was a bust and we just cut him.
A Peyton Barber.
But yes. So my guy was traded in the offseason. I think it's pretty easy for you to figure out who that was. But anyway, he was traded in the offseason. So now I'll help him on his new team, I'm assuming. And their draft is, I think, the 12th of August. But I still want to get in the Marlins League. I want to beat all the Marlins.
Get in the Marlins League. Yeah, you got to get in that.
I don't know. You never know. There's that. There's you know what the problem is, Sean, is there's that dynamic of covering baseball and being in a league with these guys. It's like there's that uncomfortable little mix of that, I think. But I don't know. I don't think it should be a huge deal. I'm in a dynasty football league with active players in baseball. In fact, I'm in an active fantasy football league where a player on the Marlins is in that league, a player on the Washington Nationals is in that league, a player on the Pirates is in that league. So
sounds fun.
It is.
That's great.
It is. It's the amount that they put into it. You know who else knows a ton about fantasy? Jack Flaherty on the Cardinals. Wow, he knows a lot. Jack Flaherty is like a real student of fantasy football.
No kidding.
I talked to him before the year. Oh. And what happened was I did it for the other job that I had. But now that I'm here, I will do all of these things for the show next year. Like, you have no idea with spring training the kind of stuff that I get living in Florida. It's fantastic. But we'll have to wait till now next year to do it. My take on fantasy interviews in general is I slow down a lot during the regular season. And Mitch Garver is like a good example of a guy who's having a great year. Fernando Tatis Jr., who I spoke to and we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. And if there's like impact fantasy guys that are surprises, I'll do it. But I've always felt that in general, sometimes interviews can be boring. And also, when you're talking fantasy interviews, whether it's football or baseball, and the season has already started, I've already asked myself this question. Who am I really helping at this point by doing an interview with someone? Sometimes, yeah, it's cool to hear the guy on the air and he's a big name of some kind. And yeah, we'll tweet it out and say that we had the guy on. But if I'm not helping and there's nothing tangible to it, I stop. And that's always the way that I've looked at it. Now, in the spring, before anybody has their fantasy teams drafted and you hear from these guys and coaches and play, yeah, like that's the time to break all those out because you're making decisions and you may hear something or you may like something about a player that may sway you to take them. Or I tell you that I spoke to somebody, that's where info can be helped. Not so much now. Like, what good would it be if I talked to Nelson Cruz for 10 minutes? Like, I don't know. Like, if it's a great interview, then that's one thing. But, you know, in general, you know, I kind of wait. But I would say this. Next year, we'll do it all again, for sure. We'll do it in February and March. And then hopefully I'll come up to New York. I'll be in New York again in March for the Tout Wars next year. That's next March. Maybe we'll be doing some broadcasting from there as well. All right, latest trade rumors. Before we send it over to our exit velocity, let's see if anything is happening. Okay, Raku Botko covers the Orioles, says Michael Givens could get traded. This is a lot of ifs and whats and maybes, honestly. Ken Rosenthal says Ken Giles could still get traded. I hope he does not. I want Ken Giles to stay in Toronto so I can get some saves. Don't need him traded. Braves and Tigers talking about Shane Green. Didn't I say that if Milwaukee doesn't get a starting pitcher by tomorrow, yell at me?
Yes.
And then they got Lyles. Does that count? No.
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 I don't know.
He's no.
Had a bad
we
year,
need.
But yeah.
No. They need one more starter. They need one more, and they're got to get one today. There's no way they're going into tomorrow without a starter. It's not happening. Daniel Hudson. The Jays are just completely trading everybody and tearing it all down. Martin Maldonado went back. He was traded back to Houston. What? So Tony Kemp went to the Cubs. He'll be an extra player for them. Maldonado, who was filled in for Wilson Contreras while he was on the injured list, goes back to Houston. Maldonado was Houston's catcher last year, signed with Kansas City this year. Now he's going back to Houston again. Okay, if he kept up with all that, that's fine. No trade for Whit Merrifield. No trade for Aaron Sanchez yet. Will Smith. The Giants are asking for a lot. I think we've pretty much covered every player that we could possibly cover here on this trade deadline 2019. But here's the good news. After this is all said and done tomorrow, we'll be right back here at noon, and we will go through every deal and how it affects reality and how it affects fantasy, what I've heard about the different trades, the players that are involved in it. And then on Monday, August the 5th, we will turn the page and move toward more of a fantasy football content and show. So that's coming up on Monday. And if not, the following Monday. But we're getting ready to do that in August because I know we got NFL preseason game. Is that tomorrow, by the way? Is it tonight or tomorrow? Is there an NFL preseason game tomorrow?
Yes.
I think there is one.
Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Play tomorrow.
Let me explain to you how the NFL preseason game
Broncos.
One works.
Anyway.
You turned it on, you watch 10 seconds and realize no one's playing and you change it. But it's cool. That 10 seconds is cool, though, to know that football's back.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, and then you go, oh.
Preseason.
Yeah. No, I'm done. All right, let's take a quick time out. We got Exit Velocity coming up next, and then we'll send it off to full-time fantasy. I'm Craig Mish here on Fantasy Sports Today, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. It's time for a little exit velocity to end the show today. And what else would we end it with except for the fight last night, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh? And you know what? I get it. They have issues there. These two teams don't like each other. And certainly it made for good video and it made for good theater. But I want to end with this. I got a lot of respect for David Bell. David Bell used to be a hitting coach with the St. Louis Cardinals. He used to be a coach there and a very mild-mannered guy, so I thought. But I got to be honest with you, David Bell. Dude, you're going to be suspended for a while after that stuff last night, man. What in the world are you doing? You get ejected from the game? You're in the clubhouse? And you run onto the field to try and go after Clint Hurdle? Like, I mean, what are you doing, man? Now, look, just because you're breaking the Major League Baseball record for a rookie manager being ejected in a season, you know, I can live with that. But you got to have a little bit better awareness as to what's going on. Like, the Reds, yeah, you may not make the postseason. Your team still needs you. If I'm Major League Baseball, I gotta drop the hammer on this guy. You can't ever have a manager running onto a field to fight. You can't have it. And David Bell, you're probably going to get suspended for, I don't know, 5 games, 10 games? I mean, I don't even know what I would do in this spot. It's not that he was wrong defending his team. He did the right thing of defending them, but defending them with your fists as a manager? Like, leave that to the players. And going after Clint Hurdle? I mean, Clint's like the most laid-back, relaxed guy. And you're running after him and pushing him out of the way, and then you're on the ground. I'm sorry. You're defending your team. You're defending your pride. I get it. But, look, you cannot have managers going rogue fighting on the field. Players, you guys handle it however you want. And we'll talk about this, I'm sure, because these two teams are going to play each other again. But as we end the show today, note to any Major League Baseball manager, if you're going to fight, do it away from the field. And by the way, don't come out of the clubhouse if you've been ejected. What is David Bell should have put a mustache on. That'll do it for the show. Thanks again to everybody listening. Thanks again to Bernie Pleskoff and Gray Albright for coming on the show. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon with the latest on the trades in baseball. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.